Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yeah, I want to talk about the impact of losing running back Trevor Etienne. And look, I'm just going to go ahead and be real with you. Trevor Etienne's going to be suspended to start the season. DUI over the weekend, facing multiple charges. As you know, 2023 was just a miserable year for the Georgia Bulldogs off the field, with some tragic deaths involved with drunk driving. And so this is something that Kirby Smart and the Bulldog program are taking very seriously. And you might chuckle a little bit if you pull for another program and say, oh, yeah, that's doing a lot of good. Kirby's not holding anybody accountable over there. They've got a culture problem at Georgia. I bet there's some Ohio State fans thinking that.
I mean, I can't speak for us, but, you know, I know I don't hold those feelings. But,
oh, you don't?
No.
That didn't even cross your mind?
No, not really. I mean, honestly, I mean,
what do you think? It's just college kids being college kids?
I think it's college kids being dumb college kids. I think they're just not smart enough to make good decisions. I mean, you know, I think it's just an entire football player thing, not just like just a Georgia thing, because you saw other schools like Alabama also has the same problem sometimes with drugs. I mean, you got a lot of football programs who get into trouble. I mean,
The teenagers, they seem to find their way into some trouble.
Yeah, they really, I don't think it's a culture problem at Georgia, personally. I just so I don't believe that.
Well, but, I tell you get on social media and you see a lot of people that think there's a culture problem over there.
Social media people,
That X and Twitter, for the most part, is a cesspool.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
For this kind of criticism, man. I mean, it is unbelievable. There's negativity on Twitter or X or whatever it is you want to call it.
I mean, kids make dumb decisions all the time. So, I mean, it's just what college kids do. Yeah. They do stupid stuff.
So, I'm just going to look ahead. I'm just going to assume that Trevor Etienne is going to miss the opening game of the season. And look, the opening game of the season is against Clemson, right here in Atlanta, in that kickoff game. So that is not a game that you would want your starting running back to be missing. I mean, you got the Clemson Tigers, and look, they've been down a little bit here the last couple of years. But this isn't like opening the season against Samford, all right? I mean, this is a legitimate opponent. And I'm sure that Mike Bobo, the offensive coordinator, was planning on getting Etienne heavily involved. And I'm assuming he would have been the starting running back in the Clemson game, the season opener. And I would assume that Mike Bobo was already making plans on featuring Trevor Etienne, targeting Trevor Etienne, getting Trevor Etienne touches, both in the run game and in the passing game. But I'm assuming here that Mike Bobo won't have access to Trevor Etienne in the Clemson game. So what kind of impact does that make on this first game against the Clemson Tigers without Trevor Etienne? Well, I would think that Mike Bobo is going to have to adjust his game plan. Because with Trevor Etienne, as I just mentioned, you're going to get him involved in the passing game. You're going to throw him some screen passes. You're going to get him out some flat routes, some check downs. You're going to make sure you bubble screens. You get him the ball in the passing game. You won't be doing that, I'm just assuming, with Dejan Edwards now gone, Kendall Milton now gone, moving on to the National Football League, trying to make a professional team at this point in time. And with Trevor Etienne, who you brought in to be the lead back in this upcoming season, you don't have access to those three guys. So where do you go? Well, you got the sophomore Roderick Robinson. And Roderick Robinson earned a little playing time last season as a true freshman. at the beginning of the year. And then he went away. He went away as they got into the meat of the season, got into SEC ball. And then at the end of the season, Roderick Robinson resurfaced. You might remember the Orange Bowl. He got some playing time against the Seminoles. Well, I mean, look, everybody on the Georgia team that day got some playing time in that blowout victory. But Roderick Robinson resurfaced. I believe he had 7 carries for 70 yards, had some plays to feel good about during the offseason. And here's a guy, and typically what happens is you get a true freshman that shows up and they think, okay, I got this thing figured out. I'm going to come in. I'm going to get some immediate playing time. I'm going to be a star player. And then you figure out, I'm just not ready for this yet. I mean, physically, I'm not ready. Fitness level, I'm not ready. I'm going to have to take that to a whole new level to get where I need to be. And so with a full year into the Georgia program, as a sophomore, you're more comfortable with the offense, the terminology, what your assignments are, and you're making fewer mistakes the second year. You're more comfortable in the system. And then your fitness level is so much better than it was as a freshman. They've had you on campus. You've been through the off-season strength and conditioning program, and you feel like a new man. So I'm sure that Roderick Robinson is feeling very confident right now during spring football practice. Now, he's a big dude. I mean, dude's 6 foot, 240 pounds the last time I looked at him. So the game plan, I would imagine, against Clemson with Mike Bobo, you're going to get into, with Roderick Robinson as the lead back, you're going to get into bully ball. You're going to run that football. You're going to run it between the tackles. You're going to invite these safeties to come up and try to get this big fella on the ground instead of throwing it around and being on the perimeter with Trevor Etienne. You're going to rely more on the passing game than you are the running game in the season opening matchup against Clemson. I mean, after all, you do have a veteran quarterback. You got a strong wide receiver group. Might be a little thin at running back. I mean, behind Roderick Robinson, you got Andrew Paul, and I know you hadn't seen a lot of Andrew Paul, but I have. I've seen enough to know. I'm very impressed with Andrew Paul. He is a very versatile running back, can run between the tackles, can get out on the perimeter and run with it. I think he can catch the ball a little bit. I do like Andrew Paul. And then you know all about Cash Jones, who can give you some of that running back in the passing game. Is more well-versed, is helping you in the passing game is what Cash Jones brings to the table. So you could look at him as a third down back in the season opening game. Now, they got 3 freshmen. I hadn't seen any of the 3. I wouldn't expect a lot of out of any of these 3 guys. And if you're wondering, Blue, what about Branson Robinson? Well, he's still rehabbing the knee. So there's some question about his availability at the beginning of the season. So Roderick Robinson now looks like he's with that first team offense as they get ready to face the Clemson Tigers in the season opening game. And we'll keep track of what's going on with Trevor Etienne. Again, I think he faces punishment. We're talking about missing a game to start the season. So I'm just guessing, assuming he's going to miss that Clemson game.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.